from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to bring up this conversation because I was driving into work today. You know, I'm a loose cannon, guys.
Right.
Not hiding behind that. And I'm driving, and I'm like, all right, it's nice out. Looks like it's starting to get a little bit lighter later, which lets me know that the days are getting shorter.
Right.
Whatever.
You can start to notice it now. The last couple of days, I'm like, God, it's getting lighter later, and I don't like that so much. Yeah. Yes.
I used to be able to see the sun starting to come up when I got to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Now I'm like, okay, it'll be up in about 30 minutes. But anyways, I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're getting ready to get closer to the NFL season. Training camp's underway. People are starting to figure things out. We're getting storylines. We're talking about coming out of the womb in Los Angeles. And I'm like, what are the biggest stories? Am I biased to think that the three-peat of the Chiefs is the biggest story in the NFL, or is that just local homer talk from us that do sports radio?
Well, I think it's a twofold, Dusty. I think it's the number one story, obviously, here in Kansas City because we're homers and we do talk radio. But I also think it's the number one story nationally. What is bigger than a team for the first time in I don't know how long, right, 20 years or whatever it's been, going for a three-peat and trying to accomplish something that nobody else has ever done before? And quite honestly, when you start to look back at those teams that had that opportunity to three-peat, whether it was the Dallas Cowboys, whether it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it was the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers early on, or even the New England Patriots of the last two decades, does any team in that kind of rung really give you the same feel and confidence that this Chiefs team gives you? And I don't know the answer to those questions. I wasn't around for the Steelers. I wasn't around for the Packers. I wasn't, you know, I was a kid when the 49ers were doing their thing. But I feel like this one feels like the first time that we have the real opportunity to go out there and three-peat. You know, Dallas changed their coach, I believe, when they were going for a three-peat. Everything's the same, if not better, here in Kansas City than it was a year ago. So I think it should be the number one story in the NFL. But when you are beholden to East Coast Television Networks, that's what the E in ESPN stands for, the East Coast Sports Programming Network, and everybody that works there is a Jet fan, they're going to try to make the story Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is a story, but the number one story of the year is always who's going to win the Super Bowl, and you have an opportunity to see a team go out there and three-peat for the first time ever, and I do think it needs to be the biggest and the best storyline of the NFL season, until it's not.
Right, because like last year, like back-to-back, we've seen that in the NFL. The Chiefs had even attempted it already in their young franchise that they had moving forward. They didn't do it, but that last year necessarily wasn't the biggest story, and the NFL is full of, you know, other stories, some major, some minute, but
But also, too, the biggest story also goes towards where they think the biggest number of eyes and reaction are going to be. That's why it's the Jets. It's never the Giants. The Giants are the premier franchise in New York. Not right at this current moment, obviously, but they've got Super Bowl history, all that kind of stuff. The Giants don't move the needle like the Jets do, because what the Jets are is a diabolical failure, and they're an absolute disgrace to humankind, and they fall on their face and they get the reaction from their fans like, oh, again, we suck. You know, Giant fans, they win Super Bowls and they're old men and they go about their day. So it's not exactly a needle mover. The Jets move the needle and the Dallas Cowboys always move the needle. So those are always going to be the biggest stories that are perpetrated on us as the American citizen, because those are what the East Coast Sports Programming Network is able to get eyeballs on, is when you talk about the Jets and when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
And so I think to myself, I'm like, well, what are other stories that maybe rival or you could think could be something bigger than a three-peat? And I do the checkoff where I'm like, okay, yes or no. And you bring up what? Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the revenge tour that he has after the four plays and the Achilles snap.
Right, yeah.
Is it bigger than a three-peat?
No, it's not. No, it's not. We've seen people come back from Achilles heels before, okay? It happens all the time in the NFL. That's not a huge story.
So then I think to the next one. Dallas Cowboys, they got three major contracts. Who gets signed? Do they all show up week one? Are they going to be the team that everybody hopes Dallas is? Dak Prescott, is that bigger than a three-peat?
It's an interesting story because there's drama involved in that. I think Jerry Jones is speaking today or tomorrow for the first time, and we'll kind of have an idea of the direction that season's going to take, because you're right. Your three best players are out of contract after this season. How hard are they going to play? Is anyone going to get signed? Is anybody going to hold out? Like, the drama surrounding the Cowboys is outstanding drama. Outstanding drama.
We can go through this quickly. Year two for CJ in Houston. Is that bigger than a three-peat?
No.
They've added Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon. Not bigger.
Not a big enough premier team. The Texans are a nice team. They're not the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Jets.
They got to prove it.
Yeah.
Jordan Love and the Packers. Packers, big team in the NFL. Jordan Love, secret dark horse MVP candidate. Yeah. Got to get a big contract.
Right.
Are they bigger than a three-peat
story? No, it's not.
Okay. Eagles, Sirianni, can they get back on track?
If you ask Philadelphia, that's a bigger story than a three-peat. But outside of Philadelphia, outside of Tasty Cake Island, I don't think that it is, no.
Can the 49ers keep the band together and before it implodes? Is that a bigger story? Big offense, powerful numbers? Okay.
I think that will become very big midseason, though.
Yeah, Shanahan's seat gets a little hotter if they don't produce.
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah, they're going to be looking for why he didn't hire Bill Belichick at that point in time.
Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. And
well,
Peterson.
They did release the white helmet this morning, which is fire.
Shell looks sexy.
It's
shell's
awesome,
out of defense.
Right?
It's a color.
Awesome. It is fantastic. Are they calling it a shell white?
It's called shell white.
Is it really?
White.
Okay. I love it, man. No, look, I'm jealous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm jealous. Looks we need really an alternate good. Helmet, but that white helmet by Jacksonville looks really good. If Trevor Lawrence is out there doing some sexy things in that helmet, baby, maybe we're talking about something special in Jacksonville. But until he goes out there and proves that, you know, last year was more of a fluke than reality. Yeah. No, it's not. It's Jacksonville, too.
Bob, you getting jelly? I'm good. And so I come to think of it, those are the ones I could think of. And then I think to myself, a team going for history in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes is going to be on seven primetime games. I know it's six. Seven primetime games because the Super Bowl's in primetime.
Right.
Eight for the AFC Championship. Nine. Okay, so 10.
Yeah, all
I don't
of
know.
Them. Yes. Yeah.
All those primetime games. It's the biggest damn story in the NFL. That's all I have to say about it. Coming up on the other side, the Royals. Oh, God. They're going to get me back to smoking cigarettes, I promise. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. And just a reminder, this is Bob Fesco's show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to bring up this conversation because I was driving into work today. You know, I'm a loose cannon, guys.
Right.
Not hiding behind that. And I'm driving, and I'm like, all right, it's nice out. It looks like it's starting to get a little bit lighter later, which lets me know that the days are getting shorter.
Right.
Whatever.
You can start to notice it now. The last couple of days, I'm like, God, it's getting lighter later, and I don't like that so much. Yeah. Yes.
I used to be able to see the sun starting to come up when I got to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Now I'm like, okay, it'll be up in about 30 minutes. But anyways, I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're getting ready to get closer to the NFL season. Training camp's underway. People are starting to figure things out. We're getting storylines. We're talking about coming out of the womb in Los Angeles. And I'm like, what are the biggest stories? Am I biased to think that the three-peat of the Chiefs is the biggest story in the NFL, or is that just local homer talk from us that do sports radio?
Well, I think it's a twofold, Dusty. I think it's the number one story, obviously, here in Kansas City because we're homers and we do talk radio. But I also think it's the number one story nationally. What is bigger than a team for the first time in I don't know how long, right, 20 years or whatever it's been, going for a three-peat and trying to accomplish something that nobody else has ever done before? And quite honestly, when you start to look back at those teams that had that opportunity to three-peat, whether it was the Dallas Cowboys, whether it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it was the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers early on, or even the New England Patriots of the last two decades, does any team in that kind of rung really give you the same feel and confidence that this Chiefs team gives you? And I don't know the answer to those questions. I wasn't around for the Steelers. I wasn't around for the Packers. I wasn't, you know, I was a kid when the 49ers were doing their thing. But I feel like this one feels like the first time that we have the real opportunity to go out there and three-peat. You know, Dallas changed their coach, I believe, when they were going for a three-peat. Everything's the same, if not better, here in Kansas City than it was a year ago. So I think it should be the number one story in the NFL. But when you are beholden to East Coast Television Networks, that's what the E in ESPN stands for, the East Coast Sports Programming Network, and everybody that works there is a Jet fan, they're going to try to make the story Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is a story, but the number one story of the year is always who's going to win the Super Bowl, and you have an opportunity to see a team go out there and three-peat for the first time ever, and I do think it needs to be the biggest and the best storyline of the NFL season, until it's not.
Right, because like last year, like back-to-back, we've seen that in the NFL. The Chiefs had even attempted it already in their young franchise that they had moving forward. They didn't do it, but that last year necessarily wasn't the biggest story, and the NFL is full of, you know, other stories, some major, some minute,
but also, the biggest story also goes towards where they think the biggest number of eyes and reaction are going to be. That's why it's the Jets. It's never the Giants. The Giants are the premier franchise in New York, not right at this current moment, obviously, but they've got Super Bowl history, all that kind of stuff. The Giants don't move the needle like the Jets do, because what the Jets are is a diabolical failure, and they're an absolute disgrace to humankind, and they fall on their face and they get the reaction from their fans like, again, we suck, you know. Giant fans, they win Super Bowls and they're old men and they go about their day. So it's not exactly a needle mover. The Jets move the needle and the Dallas Cowboys always move the needle. So those are always going to be the biggest stories that are perpetrated on us as the American citizen, because those are what the East Coast Sports Programming Network is able to get eyeballs on, is when you talk about the Jets and when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
And so I think to myself, I'm like, well, what are other stories that maybe rival or you could think could be something bigger than a three-peat? And I do the checkoff where I'm like, okay, yes or no. And you bring up what? Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the revenge tour that he has after the four plays and the Achilles snap.
Right, yeah.
Is it bigger than a three-peat?
No, okay. It's no way. No, it's not. Right. We've seen people come back from Achilles heels before, right. Okay? It happens all the time in the NFL. That's not a huge story.
So then I think to the next one. Dallas Cowboys, they got three major contracts. Who gets signed? Do they all show up week one? Are they going to be the team that everybody hopes Dallas is? Dak Prescott, is that bigger than a three-peat?
It's an interesting story because there's drama involved in that. I think Jerry Jones is speaking today or tomorrow for the first time, and we'll kind of have an idea of the direction that that season's going to take, because you're right, your three best players are out of contract after this season. How hard are they going to play? Is anyone going to get signed? Is anybody going to hold out? Like, the drama surrounding the Cowboys is outstanding drama. Outstanding drama.
We can go through this quickly. Year two for CJ in Houston. Is that bigger than a three-peat?
No.
They've added Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon. Not bigger.
Not a big enough premier team. The Texans are a nice team. They're not the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Jets.
They got to prove it.
Yeah.
Jordan Love and the Packers. Packers, big team in the NFL. Jordan Love, secret dark horse MVP candidate. Yeah. Got a big contract.
Right.
Are they bigger than a three-peat?
No, it's not.
Eagles, Sirianni, can they get back on track?
If you ask Philadelphia, that's a bigger story than a three-peat. But outside of Philadelphia, outside of Tasty Cake Island, I don't think that it is, no.
Can the 49ers keep the band together and before it implodes? Is that a bigger story? Big offense, powerful numbers? Nah. Okay.
I think that will become very big midseason, though.
Yeah, Shanahan's seat gets a little hotter. Yes. They don't produce.
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah, they're going to be looking for why he didn't hire Bill Belichick at that point in time.
Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. And
well, they
Doug
are.
Pearson.
They did release the white helmet this morning, which is fire.
Shell looks sexy.
It's
Shell's
awesome,
out of defense.
Right?
It's a color.
Awesome. It is fantastic. Are they calling it a shell
it's
white?
They shell
are.
White.
Is
shell
it really
white.
Okay? I love it, man. No, look, I'm jealous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm jealous. That's we need really an alternate good. Helmet, but that white helmet by Jacksonville looks really good. If Trevor Lawrence is out there doing some sexy things in that helmet, baby, maybe we're talking about something special in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. But until he goes out there and proves that, you know, last year was more of a fluke than reality. Yeah. No, it's not. It's Jacksonville, too.
Bob, you getting jelly? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I come to think of it, those are the ones I could think of. And then I think to myself, a team going for history in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes is going to be on seven primetime games. I know it's six. Seven primetime games because the Super Bowl's in primetime.
Right.
Eight for the AFC Championship. Nine. Okay, so 10.
Yeah, all
I don't
of
know.
Them. Yes.
All those primetime games. It's the biggest damn story in the NFL. That's all I have to say about it. Coming up on the other side, the Royals. Oh, God. They're going to get me back to smoking cigarettes, I promise. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. And just a reminder, this is Bob Fesco's show. I want to bring up this conversation because I was driving into work today. You know, I'm a loose cannon, guys. Not hiding behind that. And I'm driving, and I'm like, all right, it's nice out. Looks like it's starting to get a little bit lighter later, which lets me know that the days are getting shorter.
Right.
Whatever.
You can start to notice it now. The last couple of days, I'm like, God, it's getting lighter later, and I don't like that so much. Yeah. Yes.
I used to be able to see the sun starting to come up when I got to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Now I'm like, okay, it'll be up in about 30 minutes. But anyways, I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're getting ready to get closer to the NFL season. Training camp's underway. People are starting to figure things out. We're getting storylines. We're talking about coming out of the womb in Los Angeles. And I'm like, what are the biggest stories? Am I biased to think that the three-peat of the Chiefs is the biggest story in the NFL, or is that just local Homer talk from us that do sports radio?
Well, I think it's a twofold, Dusty. I think it's the number one story, obviously, here in Kansas City because we're homers and we do talk radio. But I also think it's the number one story nationally. What is bigger than a team for the first time in I don't know how long, right, 20 years or whatever it's been, going for a three-peat and trying to accomplish something that nobody else has ever done before? And quite honestly, when you start to look back at those teams that had that opportunity to three-peat, whether it was the Dallas Cowboys, whether it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it was the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers early on, or even the New England Patriots of the last two decades, does any team in that kind of rung really give you the same feel and confidence that this Chiefs team gives you? And I don't know the answer to those questions. I wasn't around for the Steelers. I wasn't around for the Packers. I wasn't, you know, I was a kid when the 49ers were doing their thing. But I feel like this one feels like the first time that we have the real opportunity to go out there and three-peat. You know, Dallas changed their coach, I believe, when they were going for a three-peat. Everything's the same, if not better, here in Kansas City than it was a year ago. So I think it should be the number one story in the NFL. But when you are beholden to East Coast television networks, that's what the E in ESPN stands for, the East Coast Sports Programming Network, and everybody that works there is a Jet fan, they're going to try to make the story Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is a story, but the number one story of the year is always who's going to win the Super Bowl, and you have an opportunity to see a team go out there and three-peat for the first time ever, and I do think it needs to be the biggest and the best storyline of the NFL season, until it's not.
Right, because like last year, like back-to-back, we've seen that in the NFL. The Chiefs had even attempted it already in their young franchise that they had moving forward. They didn't do it, but that last year necessarily wasn't the biggest story, and the NFL is full of, you know, other stories, some major, some minute,
but also, the biggest story also goes towards where they think the biggest number of eyes and reaction are going to be. That's why it's the Jets. It's never the Giants. The Giants are the premier franchise in New York, not right at this current moment, obviously, but they've got Super Bowl history, all that kind of stuff. The Giants don't move the needle like the Jets do, because what the Jets are is a diabolical failure, and they're an absolute disgrace to humankind, and they fall on their face, and they get the reaction from their fans, like, oh, again, we suck, you know. Giant fans, they win Super Bowls, and they're old men, and they go about their day. So it's not exactly a needle mover. The Jets move the needle, and the Dallas Cowboys always move the needle. So those are always going to be the biggest stories that are perpetrated on us as the American citizen, because those are what the East Coast Sports Programming Network is able to get eyeballs on, is when you talk about the Jets and when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
And so I think to myself, I'm like, well, what are other stories that maybe rival, or you could think could be something bigger than a three-peat? And I do the checkoff where I'm like, okay, yes or no. And you bring up what? Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the revenge tour that he has after the four plays and the Achilles snap.
Right, yeah.
Is it bigger than a three-peat?
No, oh, it's no not. Way. No, it's all not. Right. We've seen people come back from Achilles heels before, okay? It happens all the time in the NFL. That's not a huge story.
So then I think to the next one. Dallas Cowboys, they got three major contracts. Who gets signed? Do they all show up week one? Are they going to be the team that everybody hopes Dallas is? Dak Prescott, is that bigger than a three-peat?
It's an interesting story because there's drama involved in that. I think Jerry Jones is speaking today or tomorrow for the first time, and we'll kind of have an idea of the direction that that season's going to take, because you're right, your three best players are out of contract after this season. How hard are they going to play? Is anyone going to get signed? Is anybody going to hold out? Like, the drama surrounding the Cowboys is outstanding drama. Outstanding drama.
We can go through this quickly. Year two for CJ in Houston. Is that bigger than a three-peat? No. Even though they've added Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, not bigger.
Not a big enough premier team. The Texans are a nice team. They're not the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Jets.
They've got to prove it.
Yeah.
Jordan Love and the Packers. Packers, big team in the NFL. Jordan Love, secret dark horse MVP candidate. Yeah. Got a big contract.
Right.
Are they bigger than a three-peat story?
No, it's not.
Eagles, Sirianni, can they get back on track?
If you ask Philadelphia, that's a bigger story than a three-peat. But outside of Philadelphia, outside of Tasty Cake Island, I don't think that it is, no.
Can the 49ers keep the band together and before it implodes? Is that a bigger story? Big offense, powerful numbers? Nah. Okay.
I think that will become very big midseason, though.
Yeah, Shanahan's seat gets a little hotter if they don't produce.
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah, they're going to be looking for why he didn't hire Bill Belichick at that point in time.
Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. And
well,
Doug
they are.
Peterson.
They did release the white helmet this morning, which is fire.
Shell looks sexy.
It's
shell
awesome,
is
right?
It's a color.
Awesome. It is fantastic. Are they calling it a shell white?
It's
shell
white.
Is
shell
it really? Okay. I love it, man. No, look, I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous. That's we need really an alternate good. Helmet, but that white helmet by Jacksonville looks really good. If Trevor Lawrence is out there doing some sexy things in that helmet, baby, maybe we're talking about something special in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. But until he goes out there and proves that, you know, last year was more of a fluke than reality. Yeah. No, it's not. It's Jacksonville, too.
Bob, you getting jelly? I'm good. And so I come to think of it, those are the ones I could think of. And then I think to myself, a team going for history in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes is going to be on 7 primetime games. I know it's 6. 7 primetime games because the Super Bowl's in primetime.
Right.
8 for the AFC Championship. 9. Okay, so 10.
Yeah. All
I don't
of
know.
Them. Yes.
All those primetime games. It's the biggest damn story in the NFL. That's all I have to say about it. Coming up on the other side, the Royals. Oh, God. They're going to get me back to smoking cigarettes, I promise. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. And just a reminder, this is Bob Fesco's show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
1.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.